Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Grennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm talking to you from Redmond, Washington. Anyone can access this show, as you know, by just going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford live or by going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section, and it is available shortly after the show finishes. If you are not online or have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. Now, if you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and as soon as Annie sees your number, she will get you in so you can ask your question to our guest tonight, and we have a wonderful guest tonight you're just going to love, Jackie Boyd. She's a quantum mystic. I have her on as often as I can get her. She is so fun and amazing, and she always has a world of information to share. But before I bring Jackie in, I want to tell you about our network, and we have a lineup of shows that you can listen to all throughout the week. My show, of course, is the first on Monday. That's at 6:30 at Central Standard Time, 4:30 Pacific Coast Time, and the Cosmic Contact Show. And then after me at 8 p.m. is the Yano Center of Light, and that is hosted by Keith Blanchard. And then on Tuesdays, the I Am Well Show is at 8 p.m., and all this is Central Standard Time, and this is hosted by Annemieke. She is from Holland, and she has a huge listening base, and so I always get to see who she's got on her show. The Night Search Show is at 9:30. That's with Eddie Middleton. He's from Memphis. He is the state director for MUFON, which is the organization that investigates UFO sightings. He's really interesting to listen to. The No Show is at 7 p.m., and that's hosted by Robert McMillan, and he is into the New Thought movement. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, that's at 8:30 on Wednesday, and that is hosted by James Renford Powell from Memphis, Tennessee. He is the owner of the RBR Network. On Thursday, the Progressive News Weekly show is at 5:30, and that is with Daryl Clark from New York. On Friday, the Socialist Roadmap show is at 1 p.m., and that's hosted by Rhonda Harrison from Red Feathers Lake, Colorado. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. That's Deborah Bouvet from Boston. And her network is made up of over 100 hosts with a listener base in over 125 countries. So we're really international when you get onto the show. Saturday, Soul Town, The Sound of Music, is at 3 p.m. That's hosted from Memphis, with Reginald Jenkins. Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show again. That's at 3 p.m. And that is again out of Boston. So there is the rundown of all the people that we have on our in our network, and I know that you'll find someone interesting, but we always love it when you tune in to our show. We always do our best to really bring some top-quality people into the show. Well, tonight, Jackie Boyd is a quantum mystic, and she's been on the show again, as I said, many times, and she's going to be sharing some really interesting information with us and even going to take us through maybe a meditation. She's got something that she wants to share, bodies and her whole system, it sounds like. But she always has positive influence with everyone that she shares with that does call and talk to her. So be sure and get online if you have a question. We will be talking to begin with Jackie for a little while until she shares what she wants to. And Jackie's thing that she does have a great knowledge of is simple sacred geometry. It's called light language. And you can learn how to set your grids, which is incorporated this sacred light energy. down to physical level. Don't quite understand all of it, but I do know I practice the things that she tells us to, and they work. So listen closely. So let me bring Jackie in. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Pam.
Oh, we're so glad to have you back again.
Oh,
I'm great.
Great.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
No,
excellent. I'm so excited about tonight, and I've gotten even more information since we talked about the show about stuff going on that I want to share tonight. So I'm real excited. So did you have any questions to start out with, or what do you want to do?
Well, you know, I don't really have any questions. I do know that you've got a lot of information to share. You know, one thing I wanted to ask is when I have your information here, it, you know, because you work with the Ascended Masters, you work with angels, you have your teachers. Who are the doctors that you work with on a daily basis?
King Solomon.
Okay.
Saint Germain.
Okay.
Katumi. Cool, the Tibetan. Mother Mary, Yahshua, Jesus. Kuan Yin. Those guys. That's who I work with.
Well, they all sound impressive to me.
Well, we have a lot of fun together, and I invite all of your listeners that if they want to work with the Ascended Masters or Ascended Teachers or Ascended Doctors, to ask. Just go into alignment with your divine and ask the Masters to come work with you. And they will. You know, I have loved Saint Germain forever, and I personally, this lifetime, have had a lot of opportunity to work with my masculine side or the masculine energy, and I used to be mad at God. So I got tired of being mad at God, and so I went, well, who do I know that loves God better than anybody I know? And, of course, the count just popped right into my head, Saint Germain. And I started petitioning him every day. Teach me to love God the way you do. Teach me to love God the way you do. And I know that because, well, I'm a recovering Methodist. And when I was young, you know, God was out. Was only a masculine figure. You know, now I know that this is the God and the goddess, or the male and the female energy, and I believe that the divine is androgynous just like we are, except right now we're in the outer and we have a physical body, and we have the sex of that particular physical body according to what we came to learn and do. And I believe planet Earth is a giant school, and we all came here because we wanted to work on certain issues, certain trends, certain all this stuff. And this year, the vibration is the number 8, and the 8 is the 2 circles on top of each other, but it's also called an Amobius strip in light language or sacred geometry, and that's an unending circle that's twisted so that it's always going in and out of itself. So you have that energy working, and the numerical number of 2015, if you add the 2 and the 1 and the 5 together, equals an 8, and the 8 represents the Amobius strip or the infinity sign. And one of the things that the energy on the planet for this year is to really understand that you are creating and that it is all in divine order and it is coming so that what the masters have set the energy this year for everybody to understand their abundance on a different level than it's ever been done. And they are, because the ascension is complete, we are in the fifth dimensional energy now, that we can create what we want. And it's not about, if we wanted to go, say we wanted to go all over the planet into places that we've had lifetimes before, if you believe in that concept that you never die and you just continually evolve, and the mantra is always improvement. So the masters and the beings that are in charge are really wanting everybody to feel their full potential and to have what they want. And used to, we had to decide what we wanted, then we had to figure out how to bring it to us. Now you just decide what you want, set that intention, release it into the omniverse, and let it come back to you. You don't have to figure out how you're going to pay for it. The money and whatever you want to do, it will all appear in divine order. And one of the things that the energies that's being released this year from the planet is there's no more lack, just like there's no more war vibration coming into the planet, because that's a third dimensional energy, and we're now in the fifth dimensional energy. So what I'm asking tonight is, I would like to call in the masters, the angelic realm, the galactic beings, all of the great societies from ancient history to come forward tonight and work with us. And one of the things we want to do is for us to have a full, rich life, is that sometimes we have to release all of the old programming paradigms, thought forms, anything that has been used to control us or to keep us in lack. And, you know, we have trillions of cells in each body. So I'm going to ask that the Ascended Masters come in and work with everybody that's listening that wants to be a part of this, and just ask them to help us release all non-beneficial energies, paradigms, contracts, spells, oaths, all the things that we have used to keep ourselves from abundance. We are asked that all of that information be drained out of every cell in our body. All those trillions of cells, let that energy go that no longer serves you. And if you don't think you know how to do it, then ask an angel or somebody to come in and help assist you with that. So I'd just like you to go into alignment and ask that all cells in your body dump all non-beneficial energies from them. And just imagine it just sliding right down you like a real soft waterfall and just washing out and away from you. Just give that a minute or two. Now, if you've completed that part of it, then ask that every cell be totally filled with divine love heart energy, and when you feel that you have filled up, that all your cells feel rich and are functioning at the rich vibration, then I'm going to invoke the power of the spoken word and ask you to go into the law of attraction with all of this richness that you have just accepted into your body and into your system. And then imagine a big paintbrush coming down over your entire energy field and making a green Möbius strip, because that is infinite. So that grid will be set for you until you no longer need it or wish to have it work for you. So it is. So,
all right.
What did you get from that, Pam?
I loved every bit of it. I was right there with you. And even at the end of it, I just saw that green Möbius strip, infinity sign, and just that it was just like running all through my body. It was wonderful. I loved it. I hope everyone else listened and allowed themselves to release. I want to ask you a question about these non-beneficial energies. What would some of them be? What would give people an idea what they're releasing?
Well, it's something that doesn't work for you anymore. If you had a belief system or a thought that the only way you could get a lot of money was to work real hard, then that's the only way you're going to get a lot of money. But if you release that energy, then you can let the divine come in, and you can flow in the natural rhythm of the universe, the energy that is here that's flowing. And other non-beneficial energies could be maybe from a past life where, you know, just like we didn't have electricity, and maybe you thought at that time that it was really hard to keep yourself warm or really hard to keep yourself clean or really hard, whatever. That doesn't work in today's society because we have running water in the houses, you know, to make all of that a lot easier. So you would want to release that. You wouldn't want to keep carrying that kind of energy with you because it doesn't serve you. It's not the truth of who you are any longer. And
okay.
I'd also like to tell you this, Pam, that on Wednesday there's a super black moon. And the black moon means that it, at this time, it is the furthest away from the planet. And the moon energy controls or affects or influences a lot of the energy on the planet as far as high tides and low tides. You know, if all of a sudden I'm crying one day and I can't quit crying and I don't know why I'm crying, if I go check the charts, it'll say high tides today, which means everybody has more water to work with. And if I was in releasing mode, then I would be crying. That's not the only way to release, but that is one way that I do release. But in this moon, with this special moon being so far out from the planet, the energy that usually works with that will be a lot less. So now is the time to start releasing non-beneficial energies that no longer work or serve for you. So, and also at this time, you're being asked to release all contracts, bonds, strings, ribbons, bungee cords, whatever. If you have enmeshed in with another person that no longer serves you, like the relationship no longer serves you, you've learned what you can from that person, and sometimes that person gets to stay and sometimes that person gets to go on to the next person, and the next person comes to you who's going to be your teacher. But that's the way of the flow. You know that you'll be thinking about something and you can't stop thinking about it, or you can't figure out why you're thinking about it, then somebody will show up and say, hey, did you know that blah, blah is happening in the universe and it's really affecting us and our relationships right now? And I know that that's happened to you, Penny.
Yes.
Yeah, so it happens to all of us, but that's part of how the energy works on the planet. And we think, you know, we're just coming down here so we can grow up and get old and leave. But while we're here, we're working on the physical things of the world, and we're also working on the metaphysical things of the world, or everything outside of the physical. So all of that energy is combining, and they ask that as soon as you cut a cord or cut a tie between you and someone or you and some kind of energy, that you immediately take that cord and plug it into source from that was connected to you from that other person, and you cut it, whatever, and you stick it right into source, and then immediately feel that released energy, that point that you severed, with iridescent white light, which is the Christed consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And also tonight we're invoking the color of raspberry, that deep, dark pink color. And that is one of the energies that Mother Mary puts on the planet. So we're asking you to accept that into your heart if you have a feeling to do that, and let that energy sit with you and heal you and ground you, or whatever Mother Mary's working with you with, that that will be easier, faster, and gentler. And always when you're doing some kind of a big change, always ask for it to come with ease and comfort. You know, because you don't want to release something out of your body and then have all kinds of boils and stuff come up on your body. That's not with ease and comfort. You just want to let it go as an energy and not have to deal with any side effects that you don't desire. Take a deep breath.
I know this is a lot of information, but I'm with you on it, and I'm taking notes as we work. This is exciting. When you said you're working, that Mother Mary is bringing this dark pink raspberry, did she just come and tell you that, or do you get a sense of it?
I wish I was given that color in a meditation with someone else, and then that was last September. And just yesterday, I asked what was the symbolism and significance of the raspberry color, and I was told that that was one of Mother Mary's, and that she is with me. That energy goes through my aura all the time. And if you want that opportunity, if you would like to have her energy come through your aura all the time, ask, you shall receive. But you got to ask, because we have free will here.
Right, and it's so amazing, because I know when I've been, for years, have been calling on my angels and wondering, well, maybe are they really there? But it wasn't until I really got into muscle testing and connecting up to my guardian angel, and I started asking what angels were with me, but they were the same ones that I've been calling on all along. And I'm going, well, just, and I thought, because, you know, I didn't feel like I was getting messages from him, you know, that maybe they weren't there, but now I know they are. That's why I think it's so great to have a way to really contact, you know, them, and you feel and know that they're with you all the time. And if we think that we're calling on them, and they're not there, they are. They are. As soon as we start working with them, they're with us. I mean, I finally got that message.
Yes.
But we have to ask them, we have to bring them in and believe in them.
Right. And when you want to learn more about sacred geometry, you call in Melchizedek, who's the master over all of the light language, and Metatron, who's the archangel that works with him, and ask them to start working with you. If you want to learn more about sacred geometry, or have our head a grid, or just decide you want a grid set and ask them to set it for you, and they will. There's something better after you set a grid, because, you know, we're working with finite mind, not infinite mind, and there's probably something better that we haven't considered. But if you state this or something better, then that's your free will asking for the highest that can come to you, not just only what's available, the highest that can come to you.
Okay, Sadie McGee.
And you know, there's all kinds of channel material out there right now. B.J. King has channeled the 59 rays on the planet that come straight out of the heart of God and or the divine, and how to work with them, and who to call, and what the colors are, and different things like that. She's got a whole book, a $25 book. So it's amazing, and we're studying that in my local group. So, but
what's the name of the book?
The 59 Rays.
The 59 Rays, and what, who's it by again?
B.J. King, K-I-N-G.
Okay, all right, everybody, put that down so you can we can study this. This is great information. Thank you.
And you know, there's a ray for divine, your divine purpose, and you call in the master and the angel. And I know that the color is peach with aqua through it, stranded through it. So, you know, the rays cover everything, and it's more energy so that you can work with it.
Okay.
And understand, you know, how to enhance what you're doing and enhance the earth and the omniverse. This is all a big project, and we're all working on it, and everything is in divine order. And I promise you, everything that comes up in your life is in perfect order, or it wouldn't be appearing. I know that's if it looks nasty, you probably will not accept that that's in divine order. But later on, you know, hindsight's 20/20, and you can look back and see exactly why you needed that experience at that time. Doesn't mean it makes it any easier going through it, you know, when it's slapping you in the face, but, you know, hey, there is divine order, and we are improving.
Oh, wow. Well, this is a lot of good stuff to digest here. Now, one more question. When you say, talk about setting the grid, what does that mean, and what is a grid? I mean, sounds wonderful, and I can see a grid in my mind, like crisscrossing the lines going everywhere. And how do you name the grid? Or do you say, I'm standing in a grid, I've got a grid over me?
The way I do it is, well, because always improvement, you know, I'm always trying to be the best me I can be. So when I do it, I just ask and I just imagine that the symbols come over me and I'm like sitting in the middle of them. And then it goes out and it goes through all of the energy that I work with. For whatever I'm learning, whatever I'm studying, whatever I'm teaching, you know, and I just, and sometimes I don't even know what grid I want to set. I don't even know the proper perfect order to put them in. So I'll just call Melchizedek and Metatron. I just say their names three times apiece, and I know that they are with me then. And I tell them, look, I'm having trouble in this area, and I want to set a stronger grid, or I want to set a grid for more courage for me right now to have the wherewithal to walk through what I need to walk through instead of running from it or hiding in the bed or, you know, whatever we do. You know, go eat 50 pizzas or whatever.
Well, so the grid is like is the sacred geometry symbols. Is that what the grid is?
Yes, and it's all energy. Everything is energy here. So if you want more information in your life, then you would use the circle, but you would put three circles together to make a sphere, S-P-H-E-R-E. And the sphere brings in 360 degrees of information all the time. So if you wanted more mental clarity, then you would ask for a yellow grid. You would ask for a yellow sphere to come in. Especially, you know, if you're going to be, those of you that are still in school and different things or get tested for whatever reasons, when you're going to take a test, it's always good to wear yellow. And to put yourself, just draw an imaginary circle around your chair and just imagine a tube of light going straight to the divine and having yellow light come in there so that you can have the answers available to you for that particular quiz or action,
okay.
Whatever you're trying
well,
to do.
Well, if you were going on a job interview, what would you put around you? Like, say you're going to get interviewed for a new position.
Well, I would use a pyramid, a tetrahedron, a three-sided pyramid, because that represents the Trinity, and it also represents the tetrahedron holds energy, goes in it, and it holds and builds energy. So at your initial interview, you would want that pyramid there because you would start solidifying why you wanted that particular job or what you thought you could help that company with and what that company can help you with. And so I would use a triangle, and I would probably make it purple because that's your inner knowing, and you would want the person that's interviewing you to intuitively know what skills, how you would fit in their company. And then I would put, do a sphere, then I would do a tetrahedron, and then I would do the Möbius strip to keep that energy continuing for however long you want it to, until you do or don't get the job. If you don't get the job, it's because there's something, you're looking in the wrong place, or there's something better out there for you at this time.
Okay.
Which was pretty hard to accept sometimes, too. But so,
but
well,
we
the
have
new,
to believe that we're
moon,
creating our lives
arc.
and we're making this up as we go along, right?
Well, yes, because we've never been on in a planet that assisted and everybody on it, a planet that ascended and everybody on it ascended with it. And those that couldn't left. And we don't know why. We don't know why they couldn't. Maybe they couldn't get their heart open. Maybe they were stuck in the past where they'd been hurt a lot. And they just could not get their heart open to the fifth dimensional energy. So I don't know. You know, maybe they were through and they left.
Yeah.
You know, they had done what they came to do. You know, most of us are through with what we came to do. The older indigos that came in the 30s and 40s, you know, we're staying around to play because we've done the work. And now we're reaping it, and we're choosing to stay and watch all of the new things that are happening and going to come about. And, you know, I believe that we will eventually go to where everybody does whatever they do best. And if you're living in a country that does handwork or beadwork or that kind of stuff, and you want to play in the musical realms, then you will attract that to you, or you will move from that place so that everybody's highest potential can be realized all the time for the benefit of everybody on the planet.
All right.
So you want to open
that's
it up?
Interesting.
Okay.
Yes, I do. We've
go
got
ahead.
So many people that want to ask you a question. There is one lady that said she needed a healing. Let's bring her in. Let me bring down her down here. Everybody hold on. We're going to try to talk to everyone that we can tonight. There's a lot of people on the show. This is Kathy from Maryland. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. How are you tonight?
We're glad.
Hi, Kathy. What's going on?
Oh, I've had so many healings, it's unbelievable, and clearings, and Now I'm dealing with a whole bunch of issues with my body. So I want to see what's going on.
Okay, the body automatically heals itself unless you've inserted a program that says it can't do that. So I would invite you to go and talk to your body. Just ask it to come forward and ask it to go into healing mode and to please have all healings from this point on done with ease and comfort. Because if you don't ask for ease and comfort, you know, you can get slammed, dunked on some, you know, sometimes, not that you really do, but sometimes you have that feeling, you know, that you have just been blasted and you're in 10 million pieces. But you just ask your guides and angels, the masters, whoever you can work with, ask them to come in and put you back together and have all healing back to with ease and comfort from now on. And that has worked for me. I have seen it work for other people. So, Kathy, I hope that works for you. Do you resonate with that at all?
Well, I've been doing that, but I've had tinnitus for 3 years, and it's not clearing up.
The tinnitus, and I can't remember, it's too much metal in the body, and it's a specific metal, and I don't recall what it is, so I'm not going to tell you anything because I don't want to be wrong. But you can go ask for a holistic interpretation of tinnitus malady, or, you know, put that in. Or you can just ask the masters to come to you. Or as you go to sleep tonight, you can ask that you be taken somewhere for whatever needs to be released out of your body with ease and comfort to help with that tinnitus. And a lot of times there's so much static. There's so many different energies going on right now that sometimes it appears as tinnitus to you when actually it's they're just keeping stuff out of your aura that you don't need to be involved with. That's been my understanding. But it is too much of a specific metal, and if anybody knows what that metal is, you can call in tonight or at least mentally go to Kathy and tell her what's happening with that. Okay? And that tinnitus will drive you crazy. You're right.
You're right. It does. It's been driving me crazy.
Because if usually people get it that work real high in their intuition, so they're used to hearing stuff from the other side or their guidance or the masters, and that interferes, they think. It doesn't, but it appears to interfere. But it gets on your nerves, and then it does interfere.
Do you know who I work with? Can you tell, or any messages, or?
I didn't understand your question. You want to say it again?
The people I work with. Do you know if they're helping me on the other side?
Yes, I don't believe they could do anything but help you if they're working and living in the light. And let's just, everybody out there that's listening, let's just go right into alignment with the divine. And when you feel that calmness, and start sending Kathy that energy to eliminate the tinnitus. And that will go on through the night also, Kathy. And we'll just be sending, if we have your permission, we'll be sending you that energy, that healing energy for your tinnitus.
Okay.
Is that all right with you?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you calling, and good luck.
That was great, Jackie. Well, we will send Kathy from Maryland some healing this evening. Now, Kathy, before we go to the next one, tell everyone how they can call you and get in touch with you if they need some question or some work.
My phone number is 901 848 5354. I am on Facebook, but at this particular time I have low vision and I'm not necessarily current on it. So, okay. But my phone number is 901-848-5354. And
okay.
Please call.
Yes. Thanks, Pam. Well, let's bring our next listener in. Let's see. Okay. Ivatar. She's from Colorado. Hold on. Hello.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Avatar. What's happening, man?
Boy, I felt a big shift with that meditation you did.
I knew you would.
Yeah, I did. And
yeah, I knew you were on the line already, so I knew you would.
But my question was an attachment, and I don't know if I know something shifted, but I was going to ask you about an attachment that's there, and that there's something electronic, some type of electronic device is holding it there.
Okay, I'm listening. I mean, hold on.
Okay.
I'm listening to the other side. Okay, Avatar, can you, are you able to feel where that attachment is on your body?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I want you to imagine that you have a blue laser knife, you know, one of those that cuts with. All right. I want you to take that blue laser knife, and I want you to go to the bottom of that attachment and cut it out and immediately fill your hole with the iridescent white light. And take that cord that you cut, or whatever, the attachment, and plug it right straight into source or the divine, so that that person won't realize that they have been feeding off of you, and they won't realize that the connection changed. So then they won't go crazy trying to figure out how to get back in contact with you. If you plug it right into source, they don't feel a difference. I mean, they'll feel a difference because the energy is going to be higher, but they won't feel like they've been disconnected.
Okay.
Even
so
though
it's
disconnected from you, it's connected back to source. Okay.
Okay, you said take a what color knife?
A blue electric knife. They're called lasers.
Oh,
a blue. But any kind, you can use scissors. You can use whatever you want to use. Okay.
So what if I fill it in different areas? Just do it in different areas?
Yes, ma'am. Every area you can identify it in. Every area you can identify. And then say if there's any more, I want them released immediately and the hole filled with the iridescent white light, and let the rest of it be handled by source.
Okay, so send it, cut it with the knife. The iridescent blue, you said iridescent blue knife.
No, it's a blue knife, and then you fill that hole that you cut it out, you fill that hole with iridescent white light.
Okay. And then send it into source,
Yeah.
Okay. So
let me know how that goes for you.
Okay, so this would work even though there's something electronic that may have held it there to still work.
Right. And
you can ask
Metatron or Melchizedek if there is an implant or electronic device. Then ask them to sever the connection or take it out of your body if it's in your body.
Okay.
It's probably not, but it could be.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, I do work with the masters, but I don't know which ones I work with closely. I don't know if you're picking up on the ones that are around me.
King Solomon is around you, and you know he's over the John of God healing beds. He is head of that team.
What's his name again?
King Solomon from the Bible.
King Solomon.
David.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's one of David's sons, and he set up the first library on the planet
mm-hmm.
during that lifetime. There
okay.
wasn't one before. And he sent, because he was the king's son, he could send messengers out to all parts of the known world at that time and bring back what they had, the information they had. And he started the first library.
Mm, okay. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can buy angel oracle cards and ascended master oracle cards. I really like Doreen Virtues, but I know that there's others out there. And start working with those cards, and you'll start seeing. I was able to recognize from working with those decks who I was working with.
Okay.
Because I could feel.
Well, yeah, I do have that deck you're talking about for Doreen Virtues. I have that deck of angel cards. I have
okay.
several decks of different cards. Yeah.
I know you do. And use them.
Okay.
They're a great tool.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And just start noticing who keeps coming up, and then, and you can, you know, you when you are sit in meditation with them, you can ask any question you want to ask.
Okay.
Yeah, who are you?
Okay.
I know. Okay.
I never asked that question, though. I'll start doing that.
I know they want us to ask those kind of questions, and we just don't. We think we have to ask airy-fairy, big-deal universe questions, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, who are you? How was I connected with you before? What did we do
okay.
together? What were we supposed to do together if we didn't
okay.
make it? I just talk to them like they're my brother and sister, because they are. We're all one. However, I happen to talk to the Ascended Masters much more frequently than I do talk to my siblings. So, you know, that makes perfect sense to me. I don't know about anybody else out there. But
yes,
you can have it. You
Thank
can
you
have
so
it that
much.
Way. I love you. Thank you for calling in. Bless you.
Love you too, Cindy. Bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, let's move right along because we've got a couple more people online. We've got three, really.
Okay.
Well, let's see. We've got a couple of listening. Let's bring in Candace from Louisiana.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm great, Candace. How are you?
I am wonderful. I have a question. Definitely regarding soul contracts or anything like that. Well, a few months ago, I ended up meeting somebody, and right then and there, there was definitely a connection, a very, very strong connection, as a matter of fact. And, well, I would love to know for this connection on why did I meet this person, especially with a connection I've never experienced with anybody before in my life. And I would like to see on where do you see this friendship going?
It's very, very, very strong connection.
Hello?
So you can go wherever you want it to go. Ask to have the courage to see it through to the end. Instead of letting it hit a block.
I'm sorry, can I hear you? You keep on coming in and out. What did you say?
So that you back out, but it's so important for the relationship to go. And I've
I'm
asked
sorry.
For a lot of that.
I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you. What did you say?
Well, you know, we're getting a lot of feedback. Jackie, there's Candace. Do you have your television on?
Hold on, let me turn it off. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Okay. We're getting the feedback from you.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Now that's
all right. Now what was the question? What did you ask? Okay, I can't hear anybody.
Yeah, well, she must have got. Okay, well, let's move on to the next person. I don't know what happened there. Let's bring Bonnie in from Arkansas.
Hi.
Hey, Bonnie, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm making soup and have a fire going. How are you?
We're asking, y'all.
I'm great, but I don't have a fire. But I do have a picture of a fire on my phone, and I do look at it frequently today.
So how can I help? What I wanted to ask you was, how do you see the role of, like, conscious healing groups like Ozark Research Institute and, like, all these nationwide or worldwide meditations that people are pulling together, or even the app Insight Timer that connects meditators? How do you see those group efforts as contributing to the shift?
Well, the masters are asking us to come together in community or common unity. And the more that we come together, the more energy we have and the more power we have to change the negative or non-beneficial energies that are still hanging around the planet that need to be released. So it's really important right now that everybody stay in tune with who they are and what their mission is and how they're working with it. And also join as any time you see a meditation going on or a training going on or whatever and that you are attracted to it, please go and assist in that, because the more people that raise their vibration, then the higher the vibration of the entire planet will be. And all of the things that we think are nasty looking and are nasty looking on the planet will just start to drift away. And like I know, one of the goals we work with is having people return to their kindness and having that energy of good on the planet all the time, because that's where we want to live. We want to live in good, healthy environments and good, healthy energies and always seeking improvement. So I see that's how that works with it. What was your take on it?
Well, what I see is that the collective consciousness makes the energy stronger. Like when we have our Tuesday nights at Ozark Research Institute and we have, you know, 20 or 30 people there all directing their energy to heal a person, it just feels like, you know, like when two or more are gathered, there is spirit in the midst. And it just feels like the more that you can get together, it's like I don't know, it makes it exponentially stronger the more people that are participating, it feels like to me.
I believe that to be true. And also, you know, the Ozark Research Institute is going to have a retreat in April. So a lot of speakers have been gathered together that are going to help us in 2015 and in our lives. So anytime you can go where there's a group activity like that and you have 250 people there and you're working on sacred geometry or changing a pattern that you don't like or eliminating human trafficking on the planet, then that will all come. All that energy is in groups, and it's important for us to go to the groups so that we can expand it even further and everybody can live in the fifth dimension and out of the turmoil of the third dimension. So anytime, thanks.
And I'm so glad that you brought up the Dowsing and Healing Convention. It's going to be April 10th through the 13th because they have been life-changing experiences for me, the Ozark Research events that I've been to. So just to let people know, if you're interested in going to that, you can go to www.ozarkresearch.org, and you'll get more information about the speakers. We have a really good lineup this time.
Well, thank you, Bonnie, for calling in with that information. I'm really glad we got to get that out.
I think it does a lot of good for people. Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome. Love you.
Love you.
Well, that was a great talk, and yes, we do. I wish I could come to that in April. Never know. Might be there.
I wish you
too. Me too. Well, we've got a couple minutes left, and it seemed that everybody else that's online, there are several people, they're just listening. So we're just going to let them listen in. And since we've got just a couple minutes left, oh, gosh, you shared some wonderful information with us tonight. And just want to thank you for this evening, as always. Is there anything else that maybe has come up that you would like to, some parting words for us for this week?
Yes, the Ascended Masters are asking us to tune into them and to know that they are working with us and through us, and to really honor that part of us that has the drive or desire to be in contact with them in the inner realm, and to really allow it. Everybody is being asked to allow themselves to feel the love from the inner realms or the ascended masters or teachers or the angelic realm or the galactic federation or the great white brotherhood or all of those things. And the great white brotherhood just means is the brotherhood of white light energy workers. So saying that white is a pure, the sign of purity. It's the pure brotherhood. So, I don't know why I said that, but I did.
I know why you did, because I need to hear that. I used to work with the White Brotherhood all the time. And, you know, I would do it right before I would fall asleep, and I would have the most amazing dreams. So, yes, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yes. Well, good. So
yeah.
They're asking us to feel their backing and know that each one of us is so loved, and none of us are ever alone. We may be lonely, but we are not alone. So they're asking you to really allow them, to allow yourself to feel them and to feel that energy, and to know that we are backed and loved all the time. And the Ascended Masters, that realm has said, if you will work 49% to improve yourself, we'll work 51% for you and help you improve at a faster rate, a deeper rate, a more angelic rate.
Okay. Well, what a great show. Well, I want to thank everyone for getting on tonight, and we're going to have one more time. I want everyone, if you want to get in touch with Jackie, you can reach her at 901-848-5354. That's 901-848-5354. And we're going to have a great guest next week, so be sure and tune in and to the Cosmic Contact Show, 4:30. That is Pacific Coast time, and 6:30 Central Standard Time. Annie, did you want to say something before closing?
I just wanted to say what an awesome show. We love when Jackie's on our show, and thank you so much for all your great knowledge. And just wishing everyone a great week. I myself am snowed in today, and I loved every moment of it. Just to get to stay inside and not do anything, so it was great. But everyone be safe out there and have a wonderful week.
Love you guys.
Love you. Good evening.